On Chelek Aleph, we're in the middle of paragraph Zion. In Al Likutei Moran, it's page 122, the left-hand column, about a third way down the page. In the middle of the line, you have the large words, Vezeh Pirush, the Rosh Hashanah, Zvav Zayin Pei. First, we'll finish. We'll do this last piece, which seemingly isn't so connected to what we had before, and then we'll go back and review and summarize what Rabbeinu Zal spoke about in this Torah Likutei Moran. Rabbeinu Zal says now, "Vezeh pirush im toshiv mishabos raglecho asois chafotzecho biyom kochi." Hashem says that a person should refrain on Shabbos from doing their own things, meaning doing work, their own physical work, on Hashem's holy day. This is the literal translation of the pasuk. Rabbeinu Zal explains now. Ki Shabbos b'chinas busha. Shabbos represents the concept of embarrassment that we spoke about earlier, which is one of the main ingredients for tshuva. The word Shabbos is the same letters as the word boishes, which means embarrassment, shame. Raglecho, your feet, b'tchilo tzorech l'sakein adibur. One of the first things a person has to fix in the procedure for tshuva is the tikkun adibur, to make sure not to say the wrong thing and to say the right thing. Hanikro regel. Dibur is called regel. There's psukim in Tehillim where the pasuk says, lo yirogal al lashonoi. He didn't speak with his tongue badly. There are several psukim where it uses the word regel to refer to speech. Ve'eich tisakein hadibur. How is a person going to correct the dibur? Asois chafotzecho biyoim kochi. Rabbeinu Zal explains now. Kizuama sanochosh goram lamites klolois. It's because of the bad act of the snake in advising Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas that caused the 39 curses to be brought to the world. 10 to Adam, 10 to Chava, 10 to the snake, and 9 to the ground itself. Lamites Malochis. And those 39 curses show themselves in the struggle for Parnosa, which is based on 39 acts of work. The Gemara refers to Lamites Malochis as the summary of the work that a person does during the 6 days of the week. V'tzorech kol odom lahamshich kiddushas Shabbos lekadesh yimei achol. Each and every single person has to see to it to draw the holiness of Shabbos into the weekdays, to use it to elevate the 6 days of the week. Kideisa b'mechilta, as is brought in the Medrash, zocher es yoim ha-Shabbos. There's a pasuk in Chumash which says, remember the Shabbos. When should you remember it from? The Gemara says, zochreyu me'echot b'Shabbos. Remember it from Sunday. On Sunday, start remembering that there's going to be a Shabbos and prepare for it. Number one, prepare for it. And number two, think about drawing the Shabbos into the Sunday. One form of this is the concept of Tosfos Shabbos. The fact that we bring Shabbos in early, we add a little bit of Friday to Shabbos, and we end Shabbos late. We add a little bit of Sunday to Shabbos. That's the concept of taking Shabbos and bringing it into the weekdays. Bringing some of the Kiddush of Shabbos into the weekdays. Another way is that when a person goes shopping, starting Sunday, if they see something nice, something special, a special food item, a special clothing item, this I'm going to buy for Shabbos. That kind of attitude. So Rabbeinu Zal says a person has to see to it to draw Shabbos into the weekdays. Ulefi hakidusha shemekadesh yimeachol, to the degree that a person is zeche to bring holiness into the weekdays, kein nidche zuamas anochosh. To that degree, the person is successful in pushing away the filth of the snake, which is represented by the struggle for parnosa, which represents the evil of the 6 days of the week, or the non-holiness of the 6 day of the week. So to the degree that a person brings Shabbos into the weekdays, they nullify the Zuamas HaNochash of the Yimei Achol, which is also called the Keitz Kol Bosor. The Nochash was the one that introduced death into the world. Keitz Kol Bosor, the end of mankind. So Rabbeinu Zal says that by being Mekadesh, the Sheishes Yimei Achol, a person is Machnia, this Keitz Kol Bosor. Just Shehu Bechinas Ruach Sa'ora, which is synonymous with the Ruach Sa'ora that we spoke about earlier. Vaideze oile hadibur. And that allows the dibur, which is synonymous with the malchus, to rise up. So just as we spoke earlier about a tikkun hadibur that takes place through boishes ponim, and Rabbein Azal said it starts off by learning Torah by night, that when a person, nighttime represents a time of anius, dachkus, that when a person learns Torah at that time, their machnia, the ketz kol bosor. Why? Because nighttime represents a time when usually the ketz kol bosor, the sitra achra, is normally in charge. That's his territory. When a person learns Torah at that time, at the time of night, or at the time of Anius Vedachus, which represents night, it represents the fact that he's attacking the Satan on his territory. He's pushing the Satan out of his own turf. Nighttime is the time when supposedly normal people are sleeping. They give the Satan, the Sitra Achra, free rein. He's basically in charge. If a person wants to make trouble for the Satan and stays up at night and learns Torah at that time, he's machnia the ketz kol bosor. That's one format that we spoke about earlier. And machnia the ketz kol bosor means machnia the ruach se'ora, which is yoinek from the dibur, which tries to draw from the dibur, which is synonymous with malchus, which means by being machnia them, the dibur is given the ability to rise up and to do its thing, to be matzliach, to do whatever it has to do. Here Rabbeinu Zal gives a second version of this, which is the concept of a person being bringing Shabbos into the Yemei HaChol. The Yemei HaChol compared to Shabbos also represent a time of the Ketz Kol Bosor, a time of Ruach Sora, a time of all of that. When a person brings Shabbos into the Yemei HaChol, then he's pushing aside the Ketz, being Machnia, the Ketz Kol Bosor. That's another way of being Machnia, the Ruach Sora, and allowing the Dibur, the Malchus, to be Oyla. It's a nickname for the Satan, the Sitra Achra, the Klipa, the Tuma. All of those things, that's one of the labels that's used in the Torah to refer to it. All of these labels aren't necessarily identical. It doesn't mean you could use these words interchangeably always, but there are certain times that there's a whole list of terminology that's used to describe the Satan, the other side. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Vze pirush asois chafotzecho, kishato oise chafotzecho, haynu bimei achol." When does a person do chafotzecho, his own work? That's during the 6 days of the week. Do asois chafotzecho biyom kochi. Keep the 6 days of the week with the holiness of Shabbos. Biyom kochi. A person should be able to feel during the 6 days of the week as if it's Shabbos. He brings a little bit of the simcha. 6 days of the week represent atzvos. Shabbos represents simcha. 6 days of the week, b'itzavon toichlena. In other words, malacha normally is a so. If a person is zoicha to be besimcha, even during the 6 days of the week, or the other examples we brought, that during the 6 days of the week, they're already reserving things for Shabbos, setting aside food for Shabbos, or clothing, but you know, all the different designations of, or the person when he says the yom in the morning, hayom yom rishon bashabbos. It's not just Yom Rishon Baloni. It's Yom Rishon countdown to Shabbos, that I'm thinking about Shabbos from day one. When a person does that, that's what Rabbi Haynu Shetamshich Migdusha Shabbos Al Yemei Achoil VeTagdisha Milametes Melachois. This is referring to drawing the Kiddush of Shabbos upon the Yemei Achoil, upon the 6 days of the week, and making them holy VeTagdisha Milametes Melachois, and purifying the 6 days of the week from the klola portion of the Lametes Melachois, removing the tuma, the ra, the atzvus of the Lametes Melachois. That's another variation of what Rabbeinu Zal spoke about earlier. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, "Vizeh." With this, we could also understand a Gemara in Chagiga, which we're going to see summarizes in it most of the major concepts we spoke about earlier. Tanya, the Gemara says in Chagiga, we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yosi Oimer, "Oy lohem labriois royim ve'enom yoidem aroyim." Woe is to those people that see something. They see something very deep, very special, and they don't understand what they're seeing. And the Gemara explains, what is this talking about? Ha'oretz oimedes alamudim. The world stands on pillars. Rabbeinu Zal explains, Hainu bino eretz hachaim shemimeno toisat tefillin. The word ha'oretz, hey hayidia, refers to something special. This isn't referring to eretz stam. This is referring to the highest level of eretz. Eretz is a word that's used sometimes to refer, it usually refers to the Shechina. Eretz Yisrael is the place where the Shechina is found. Eretz can be a nickname of Malchus. Rabbeinu Zalman Torah Daled quotes the pasuk V'eretz miskoyim amoloi, showing that Eretz represents Malchus, which is the lower Shechina, or Eretz Hachaim is one of the nicknames of Bina, which is the upper Shechina. So here Rabbeinu Zalman says, Ha'oretz, Hainu Bina, Eretz Hachaim, Shemimeno Toitzoas HaTfilin. This refers to Bina, of which one of the nicknames of the sphere of Bina in Sifrei Kabbalah is called Eretz Hachaim, from which the light of Tfilin emanates from. The Oyer HaTfilin draws its source from Bina. V'hatfilah nikra omud. We know that tefillah in many times in the Torah is called b'loshen amud, either a pillar or la'amod, to stand. We had it in this week's parsha. Vayamoid Avraham, mokoim asher omad shom, Rashi says, where he davened earlier. The word in amida means the Shemayne Esrei. It's a nickname for the Shemayne Esrei. So Rabbeinu Zal says, the eretz is oimedes alamudim. This means that Bina, this upper Shechina, which is the mokar for the Oyer HaTfilin, it's founded on Tfila. Al shem vayamoid Pinchas vayapalel. The pasuk says Pinchas stood up and he was mispalel over there. Vamudim bechinas Tfila alamayim. And the Gemara says these amudim are on water. Hainu al halev. This refers to where is the source of tefila, from the heart. The ikar tefila is only when the tefila doesn't originate in the mouth, but rather it originates from the heart. Umayim al hehorim. And this lave from which the tefila is supposed to come from, which nourishes the eretz achayim, where does the lave draw its strength from? From hehorim. It draws its zubechinas Torah. It draws its strength from the Torah. Shal yodo nisoirer chesed Avraham. We learned earlier that when a person is zeichet to learn Torah, especially by night, moishchen olav chut shel chesed bayoyim, it gives the person a gift of a laser beam of chesed. This refers to the chesed which is symbolic of Avraham Avinu. So Rabbeinu Zal says zubechinas Torah. This refers to the Torah. Shal yodo nisoirer chesed Avraham. Through the study of Torah, a person is zeichet to turn on the chesed lavrom. Ki hehorim zu Torah, because we know mountains is synonymous with Torah. Shehu meroimam. Just like a mountain is very tall and high, so too the Torah is represented by something that's tall and high. Kamay shekosuv bi melochim yimloichu. The pasuk says in Mishlei, through me, the Torah, kings will rule. Kings refer to something that's high and mighty. So we see that the Torah is also referred to as an inyan of Horim. The Gam Avraham Nikro Har. And we know Avraham Avinu is also compared to a mountain. Kamay Shekosuv Hohoro Himolet. Hashem told Loit when he left Sedoim in this last week's parsha, Hashem told him, head for the mountains. Hohoro Himolet. So the Gemara darshins, Bizchus Avraham Avinu, that's why you're being rescued. That Hohora is a remez to the Zchus of Avraham Avinu. The Horim Al Haruach. This is the Gemara in Chagiga continues. And the mountains, they are founded on Ruach. Hainu Ruach Piv Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hainu Bechinas Dibur. This refers to the Dibur, the Dvar Hashem, which is sometimes called Ruach. The pasuk says, "Bidvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, uberuach piv kol tzavon." Shal yidei hatoiras chesed nisale hadibur kanal. Because through the Torah that a person learns bedafka by night or b'shas anius v'dachkus, we said the person is zocher to draw upon himself chesed. Kama shekosuv shichvi ad haboiker. That by the limud haTorah that takes place bizman hashchiva at night time when people are normally sleeping. Through that, a person is zeichet to get to Boiker. Boiker is Avraham Avinu, Chesed. Vayashkeim Avraham baBoiker. Boiker represents Chesed. Veruach al Seorah. And the Gemara there The ruach al soro, and the ruach. Exactly. The literal translation over there means lie here until morning. Mm-hmm. The Zohar HaKadosh says that a person who is misaking the night time, which is represented by the word shichvi, shifri, sleep, when is sleep by night, a person who is misaking the shichvi, the tikkun of night time reaches ad haboiker. It brings a person to chesed. Because Boiker is synonymous with Chesed. Boiker is Avram Avinu. Mincha time is Yitzchak Avinu, which is Din. Night time is Yaakov Avinu. You understand? So through Shichvi, through the Tikkun that we spoke about earlier, of the Limud HaTorah Balayla, Ada Boiker. Moishchan Olav Chutzel Chesed Bayoim. That's the wording in the Gemara. The Ruach Al Sorot. And a person who's following this procedure, this gives him the power to overcome the Sora. Hainu shebechinas keitz kol bosor, hu bechinas achar hadvorim, hu yoinek meadibur venas ruach Sora kanal. This Sora draws its power from the Ruach. We said Ruach referred to Dibur, Ruach Piv, right? So the Sora is connected to the Ruach. The Sora is synonymous with the Keitz Kol Bosor. It's synonymous with Achar HaDvorim. These are all nicknames of the Klipois, the Tuma, the forces of the Satan. U'Sora al Zroya Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara says over there that this Sora is plugged in to the forearm of Hashem, the Zroya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki HaBriyois, Rabbi Nizal explains now, because the world needs the Satan. It needs the Malach HaMavis. As the Medrash says, Vehine toiv ma'oid. When it says in creation, Vayar likim es kol asher osa, Vehine toiv ma'oid. Hashem saw that he created something that was very good. The Gemara says, what's very good? Do Malach HaMavis. That's the angel of death. Because it's because of the fact that there's an angel of death that some people are careful to do the right thing, or some people are brought to tshuva. When they have the fear of death aroused in them, that brings them to tshuva. So that's called toiv moed. This angel accomplishes certain very good things.
This angel was created before the chet.
Before?
Before the chet of Adam HaRishon. Because,
I believe, yes. Vishtal Shalusam Megvurois Eloin. And where does this Malach HaMavis, where does this force of evil originate from? It originates from the upper Gevurois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from something that represents a holy item, the Midas HaGvur of Hashem. Kihu Toiv Moed, because the Torah calls it Toiv Moed, very good, something that's Kodosh. Vizehu shesoro bizroya. The soro has its mokor in the zroya, which is gvura. The left hand, the zroya, represents gvura. Elu chamisha gvurois. This represents the chamisha gvurois. Shemishom chiusoi. That's where the Malach HaMavis, the Soton, the Sitrachra, draws its chius. Adzman bila HaMavis lo netzach. Until the time will come when death will be removed completely. It'll be destroyed. Yes, definitely. That's another pirush in the Zohar HaKadosh on this poshik shichvi ad haboiker, that refers to the concept of the mesim that sleep until boiker, until tchias ha-mesim, when they'll be woken up. Correct. No problem.
That's when death will be
eliminated.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. But in this Torah specifically, the Shichvi Ad HaBoker is being used for something else. Something else. Okay.
Could you explain what Ben Zal means here when in the fact that Figoyim need this Keitz Kovasar
What?
Not that the goyim, the world needs the Kates Kol Basar. Ki habriyos tzrichim le Kates Kol Basar. Rabbi, this the question is, the pasuk says usaora al zroyos shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. This saora isn't something that's against Hashem bedafka, but rather it's something that's kavyochol plugged into Hashem's. The question is why? The answer is because this is a good eye. This saora, which is one of the nicknames of the Malach HaMoves, represents something good. There's a toiv moed there. And its origin is in the gvura, the midas gvura. It's just that when it's nishtal shel below, as it spirals down, down, it comes out to be, there's an achiza of ra to it. Sa'ora is samachei ra, we said earlier. But in its original source, it represents something that's completely holy. Gvurois Eloin, Rabbi Nezal called it. Now Rabbi Nezal says, see, in a paragraph like this, Rabbi Nezal is taking the concepts that he mentioned earlier and he's plugging them, he's showing you how this Gemara is actually speaking about all the different things he discussed earlier. One leading to two, leading to three, leading to four, a whole binyan. This Gemara is actually going in the same format as Rabbi Nezal's whole shir. Now he's going to do it with a pasuk. He's going to show us a pasuk in Chumash that discusses all, that hints to all the concepts he spoke about earlier. We said when we finish, we'll go back and summarize this. V'ze pirush markavois paroi v'cheloi yorovayom u'mivchar sholishov tubo v'yamsuf. The pasuk says that when the Jews went out of Mitzrayim, Hashem took the chariots of paroi v'cheloi, his armies, which represent the sitra achra, and Hashem threw them into the yam, threw them into the ocean, down into the ocean, and the choicest of Paroi's armies were drowned in the Red Sea. Rabbi Nezal explains now. V'zeh pirush markavois paroi v'cheloi haynu b'chinas tefillin. Paroi also represents tefillin. Sheparo kemuva b'zoyar, as is brought in the Zoyar HaKadosh. Sheparoi hi imo dekol nehirin isperon v'zgalion mino. In Aramaic, the word isperon means to be revealed. The source from which a certain type of light of Hashem is revealed is from Bina. Bina is the highest source of Keser, kaviyochel. The meat of Keser of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Uchma. It represents so bright a light that to us it appears like totally dark. It's b'mufla mimcho al tidroish u'b'mechusa mimcho al tachir. Keser represents something that's covered up, it's hidden. When something's covered up, it's dark. Even though, in fact, that's the brightest light. It represents a light that's so bright. When you look straight at the sun, what do you see? You see black, because the light is so bright. Whereas, the first level from which the light starts emanating is chochma and bina, kaviyochel, the second floor down. And specifically Bina, which is called Ima, the mother, Chochma is called Abba, Ima is called the mother, that's from where the light begins to be distributed in a certain sense. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that Paroi, the name Paroi is a term that sometimes symbolizes Bina, Imoilo, from which Kol Nehirin, all lights, is Peron Vizgalion Mina, are revealed and initiated from there. Utfilin Nikro Markavois. Tfilin are also called Markavois, Kamoshekosov, Roichev Shomayim. There's a pasuk in the Torah which says Roichev Shomayim. Kaviochel Hashem rides in the heavens. The Shomayim Eishumayim. Shomayim represents a combination of colors, fire and water, chesed and gvura. Bechinas gavnin, a concept of multicolored, ki tfilin heim naharin me'im o'ilo, because tfilin represents a light that emanates from bina. Okay. So now, we said before that tfilin is called pe'er. Pe'er chachovu shalecha is the pasuk where it says by Yecheskel that he should wear tefillin during his shiva. Pe'er, we mentioned many times, is called klolius hagavnin. Pe'er means multicolored. Pe'er usually represents chesed and gvura. So we see that tefillin is an inyan of gavnin, multicolored. When it comes to bina, which is the mokar of tefillin, the origin of the oir ha-tefillin, that's also called par. It's called markavois paroi. Markavois comes from roichev. Roichev is associated with shomayim, which is eshomayim, which means that this markavois represents something that's multicolored also. It also represents gavnin. Markavois paroi is a nickname for tefillin, because paroi, we said, is synonymous with bina. Demino is speron benehir and eloin. So that's markavois paroi. How is a person zoicha to this markavois paroi, to this oyer hatfilin, through yoroi vayom? Yoroi heim hagvurois. The word yoroi means to throw. When you throw something real hard, that's called yoroi. Hashem took them and flung them to the bottom of the Red Sea like. So that concept alone is a concept of gvura. The Hebrew translation of yoroi means to throw something in a very powerful way. Also, the word yoroi, here it says yoroi heim hagvurois. Yoroi means gvura, because the word yoroi, yud resh hei, is bigimatria gvura, with a koilel. Bayom hu bechinas dibur. The yam is the symbol, is the symbolism of dibur. We learned earlier in the beginning of the Torah, kol hanacholim hoilchem al hayam, that yam is one of the nicknames of malchus. El hayam was elikim, which is malchus. We explained it in the beginning of the Torah. So Rabbeinu Zal says, kishetekasher v'tales hadibur l'sharosho, when you'll take the yam, the dibur, and attach it to its shoresh, which is gevurois, the zroya, the chamisha gevurois shebezroya, vaydema tucha lahalois es hadibur l'sharosho. How could you accomplish that? How is a person zoiche to be male the dibur to its sheresh, to strip away from it the ruach sora that wants to be yonik from it? We spoke before, achar hadvorim, that there's this bechina of achore hadvorim, there are the klipois that try to latch on to the dibur and try to draw their strength from it. How does a person sever their contact with the dibur and give the dibur the ability to fly upwards? Ragleho yordos mofes, we mentioned always, that the malchus is being pulled down by the klipois. The dibur is being pulled down. How does a person slice away the klipois and give the dibur the ability to rise up? We said, al yedei limud ha-Torah balaylo, through the act of learning Torah by night. Shayidei limud azeh nimshach chud shel chesed. The Gemara says that a person who learns Torah by night draws upon himself chud shel chesed. Ve'oz ha-boiker oir v'ho'anoshim shulchu heima v'chamoireim, we learned earlier. That when this chesed is turned on, the klipois are forced to take a walk. Ha-boiker oir v'ho'anoshim shulchu heima v'chamoireim. The chamoirim, which represents the chomer, the klipois, the ra, is forced to take a walk. Ve'oz hadibur oile v'nase bas avrohom. And then the dibur, which is the malchus, is allowed to rise up and get to this madrega called the bas avrohom. K'may shekosuv, bas hoisoloi li avrohom u'bakoil shmo. Avrohom Avinu had a daughter that was called Bakoil. Bakoil means everything. The Gemara says Bakoil represents me'ein olam haba. The Gemara says that Hashem gave each one of the three avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, a taste of complete perfection. By Avraham Avinu it says Bakoil, by Yitzchak Avinu it says Mikoil, and by Yaakov Avinu it says Koil. That's what we say in Birchas Hamozayin. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Bakoil, Mikoil, Koil. Koil means everything. It means perfection. In other words, everything, total good. So the Gemara says, Avraham Avinu had a daughter that was called Bakoil. Rabbeinu Zal says, Bayam, Bigimatria, Bakoil. So Bayom, the word Bayom is Bigimatria, Bakoil, representing a tikkun of the Malchus. We know also, I believe this is clear. The name of Hashem that represents Malchus is the Shem Bon. Ov Sog Mo Bon, Bon, Beis Nun represents the configuration of Yudke Vovke that equals 52. That's this Bakoil, this Bayam, which represents the Malchus Kitikuna. Veze Umivchar Shalishov Tubo Vayam, that Hashem took the choicest of the riders of Paroi and threw them into the ocean. Hatoira nikra oiraisa tlisoi. Sholishov is Miloshin Sholosh, three. That's one of the nicknames of the Torah, Tanakh, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. The Torah was given in the third month, Nisan Yer Sivan, by a third born, Miriam Aharon Moshe. The Gemara brings a whole list of how the Torah is number three. That's this Sholishov. Umivchar do Avraham. The term Mivchar represents Avraham Avinu, k'mayshikosu asher bocharto bi Avraham. Pirush, this means, al yedei ha-Torah. She'al yodo nis'oire midas Avraham, through the study of Torah, at night, through which a person is mo'ira this chus of Avraham Avinu, the chut shel chesed, the boiker d'Avraham, al yodo nis'takein hadibur. That gives a person the greatest tikkun hadibur, the keitz kol bosor, yitba benukva de tohem rabo. And the sitra achro is pushed down, all the way down to the bottom. Nukva de Tohim Arabo is a term that the Zohar HaKadosh uses to be synonymous with Sho'el Tachtius, the lowest floor, seven floors down in Gehenim, the bottom ground level. Vezu tubu v'yam suf. What is suf? Shehu b'chinas keitz kol bosor. Keitz means soif, the end, which is one of the nicknames that is Sitra Achrov. Shehu dovuk b'yam hadibur. This suf, which is normally attached to the dibur, to the dibur, yitba benukva de tohem rabo, will drown and sink into the lowest level, al yedei boiker de Avraham shenesoyer al yedei ha-toyror, through a person being able to turn on that chut shel chesed, that boiker de Avraham. That's what makes it that the klipois should be knocked down to the nukva de tohem, all the way down to the bottom, subdued completely. Now, Rav Nosson Zal adds, Zois HaTorah, he soid kavonas tefillin. This chapter on Likutei Moran explains the secret kavonos that the Arizal discusses in Pri Etz Chaim, in his Sefer, about the mitzvah of tefillin. Kemavoy Rasham, besor divrei HaTorah Zois, as was explained in this chapter on Likutei Moran, ukenir sham menatzad ba'agor, and especially as was reflected in the notes on the side of this chapter on Likutei Moran that we saw earlier, Ech kol kavonas tefillin kulim shon. How everything that the Arizal explains, the secret kavonas according to Kabbalah of the mitzvah of tefillin, Rabbeinu Zal explained them in this chapter on Likutei Moran. V'hadvorim muvonim lemaskilim. And those who are very learned will understand this properly. V'adayin tzrichen biur rochov. Levayer Hadovar Hetev. Rav Nosson Zal says, however, let me tell you a secret. This still requires elaborate explanation to clarify it properly. Vim yeh elikimi modi, if Hashem will help me, yizboyer hadovar b'mokom achar bezos Hashem yizborach. Then in Likutei Halachos, I'll explain this much more clearly. Veda, Rav Nosson Zal says you should know, Sheshomati mipiv hakodosh, I heard from Rabbeinu Zal, Shechishev kamo v'kamo toirois, Rabbeinu Zal listed a whole group of chapters in Likutei Moran, v'omar shekulam heim soid kavonas tefillin. And he told me that these chapters in Likutei Moran explain the mitzvah of tefillin according to the concepts of the Arizal. Dehainu ha-toira b'chatzoitzrois v'koil shofar, toira hei in Likutei Moran chelek aleph, Vonoch Hashem Alekecho, Torah Dalit, Ukroes Yoshua, Torah Vov, Vatoira Mio Ishochov Etzchaim, Torah Lamed Gimel, Vatam Tiolim Amleches Koyhanim, Torah Lamed Dalit, Ashreyom Zarko, Torah Lamed Hei, Vatoira Zois Markovois Pari. This is about 7-8 chapters in Likutei Moran, which Rabbeinu Zal said, if you'll study them carefully and you'll study the Arizal's words on the mitzvah of tefillin, you'll see that they clarify the Kavonas tefillin. And Rabban Zal says, Rabban Zal told me several other chapters in Likutei Moran, large chapters, which I don't remember exactly which ones, which he also said explain the mitzvah of tefillin. The Omar shekulam heim soid kavonas tefillin. Rabban Zal explained that these are all the soid kavonas tefillin. Ashrei hazoicha lahasigom. Ashrei to that person will be zoicha to understand the depth behind the mitzvah of tefillin, the secret kavonos that the Arizal explains for the mitzvah of tefillin. Baruch Hashem. Go back and summarize, pick out the lemaisa from this chapter of Likutei Moran from the beginning to see what Rabbeinu Zal was saying. Rabbein Azal started off by saying that a Jew has to constantly be investigating himself and measuring to see how dovuk Hashem is, how attached Hashem is. And Rabbein Azal said the measuring stick is tefillin. And we mentioned that this, the Marsha explains in the Gemara, brings proof how tefillin specifically is the thing that shows a certain attachment to Hashem. The Gemara says that in the tefillin of the Jews, it says, Hashem, you're the only one. And the tefillin of Hashem, it says about Bnei Yisrael, Umi kam chavoyecha b'yaretz, the Jews are the only one. So this mitzvah in particular shows a certain dveikus between Hashem and the Jews. And a Yid always wants to know where he's holding in his dveikus to Hashem. Rabbein Azal said that you should know that tefillin, which you don't wear at night, the mitzvah of tefillin is not to be worn at night, and yet the effects of tefillin start from the nighttime. Rabbein Azal said it's impossible to be zeicha to do the mitzvah of tefillin right unless the person is zeicha to be mesakein the dibur. And he went on to explain that dibur is malchus, and this malchus, the klipos, the tumah, want to attach themselves to it. That's called the ruach sa'ara. The achar hadvorim, dvorim, dibur is malchus. There's behind the malchus, there's the tumah, the klipos, which are behind the malchus. It's called achorei hakdusha, achar hadvorim, which these klipos are the cause of all trouble. All kitrugim, nisyonos that a Jew has, all come from this ra that wants to attach itself to dibur. And Rabbein Azal said that this ra also represents the concept of a person always being judged in a negative way, whether it's a person judging himself negatively or judging other people negatively, or the person being judged by Hashem lekaf choiv in a negative way. And Rabbein Azal said that in order for a person to be able to subdue this ra that wants to attach itself to the dibur, you have to be able to pick the dibur up and plug it into its shoyrish. And Rabbein Azal said that its shoyrish was gvurois, ugvuros choyidaberu. And Rabbein Azal said the way that this is done, the way that a person is able to lift up the dibur, is by being mesakin the roish hadibur. Rabbein Azal explained that there is a certain uppermost portion of the dibur where when a person deals with that properly, that affects a tikkun for the whole dibur and allows the dibur to be plugged into where it's supposed to be plugged in, to gvura, and to get what it needs to be able to protect itself from being drawn from the klipos. This roish hadibur, Rabbein Azal said, is called emes. It's the honesty within a person's dibur. Because in dibur, there's a pasuk doiver shkorim lo yikoin leneged einoy. We know that in dibur there can be sheker, there can be ra, there can be leitzonos, chanufa, all kinds of things. The choice is part of the dibur. Roish devorcho emes. There's a pasuk that says that the uppermost portion of dibur is the emes of the dibur. And Rabbein Azal says even that's not enough, because this emes can come from different places also. We're talking about the choicest emes, which is the emes that comes from the heart. There's a pasuk, v'doiver emes bilvavoi. So Rabbein Azal says that when a Jew is zeiche to speak diburim amitim that originate from the heart, that affects a tikkun for that person's dibur. That was one item that represented a tikkun for the person's dibur. And Rabbein Azal also mentioned that another issue, another example, that's to be mala the dibur. Another factor in being mesak in the dibur was the Torah that a person learns batzar when it's difficult, ba'anius, bedachkus, or balaylo, or at nighttime, either one. This represents a tikkun because it's moishchnal of chut shel chesed, and Rabbein Azal proved through psukim that chut shel chesed pushes away the klipos and the ra. And then Rabbein Azal went on to explain that when this is accomplished, when a person is zoicha to be mala the dibur and mesaking the dibur properly, this malchus, what happens is this brings a certain busha upon the person. This starts the process of tshuva, which is dependent on busha. But Rabbi Nezal said the busha starts out inside the person, and that's not really the shlemus of busha. The shlemus of busha is when it goes to a further level where the busha is reflected on the person's face. And a person would think that that's a terrible thing, that busha represents a paleness, a bear that comes upon a person's face. Rabbi Nezal says, on the contrary, that represents a certain very high level of oyer haponim, because that busha leads to a high madrig of tshuva that's called kirun oyer haponim, where the face shines, it glows with a certain light. At kidekach, to such a point where another person looking at his face, when his face has that bush on it, that oyer, that kirun oyer upon him, that person would feel an inspiration of yirah shamayim. And Rabbi Nezal says that's what tefillin is. A Jew who, the concept of putting on tefillin in the morning, in other words, the Arizal says, we're sort of assuming that either you yourself did this, or you're attached to the tzaddikim that got up at night, and they learn Torah by night, and through that they're moishik tischut shel chesed, and they're ma'ale v'dibur, they speak diburim, shirois v'tishbochos l'Hashem, diburim of tshuva, diburim of esoros, dvarim ayetzim min alev, and which the end result of which is that there's a certain light that comes from the person's face, and specifically the choicest part of the face, which is the forehead, this oyer al mitzchoy that the pasuk speaks about. And that's the completion which happens when a Jew puts on tefillin. And Rabbi Nezal brought proof for this from Kayin, from Moshe Rabbeinu, from all kinds of incidents, showing this examples of this oyer that comes out on the metzach of a person, which originally is from a busha, and it represents a certain very high form of tshuva. This is basically, these are the major concepts that Rabbi Nezal spoke about in this Torah in Likutei Moran.
Is this light on the forehead, this is a direct result of the tikkun of the dibur, that's what results? And is that, does tefillin draw from that, or is that, let's say, a preparation for the person to put tefillin on? How does that light itself fit in with the tefillin being worn?
Tefillin is the physical manifestation of that light. Even though tefillin to us looks black, I don't see any blinking lights on the tefillin. The answer is tefillin is called pe'er. Pe'er means gavnin. Pe'er chachuvah shalecha. Tefillin represents that, again, maybe the blackness represents the busha. On one hand, because when a person's an ovel, avelus is an union of busha. A person's feeling very down, because kaviyochel, it's as if Hashem gave them a patch. By Hashem taking away chas v'shalom somebody that's close to you, the people that are associated feel that smack, that boishes ponim that's reflected by putting on shchoirim. The Gemara says when a person did terrible sins, what should he do to atone for it? He should put on black clothing, etc. You know, that kind of thing. You understand? So this is the physical manifestation of that boishes ponim that comes as a result of that doiver emes bovovoi kishemedaber beinoy levin koinoi divrei emes shebelivoi besoros tshuva veroye pchisois avogdula saboire. That's when this busha comes out on the face. Now, some of the examples, some of the things that the Meforshim in this turn of the Likutei Moran point out, you'll note interestingly that when the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was zoicha to this, now Rabbi Nezal said that you should know that by tzaddikim, by them, when they have the tiniest yerida, which on our level, we wouldn't call it a yerida, we wouldn't call it an avera or anything like that at all whatsoever. But when the tzaddik experiences a tiny yerida, he gets busha, and then more busha, and then more busha, and the busha results in a kirun oyer haponim, where it's like a slingshot effect, that from that little yerida, the tzaddik brings himself to a tshuva that propels him to much higher than he was before he did the avera. The Meforshim point out that could be, this is why the Torah, when does the Torah say that Moshe Rabbeinu was zecha to this kirun oyer haponim? It was after he delivered the first set of luchos to the Jews, and they were worshipping the Egel HaZohov, and Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, lech raid, go down. The Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu Kaviyochel had a yerida. And then, after that, when he went to get the second luchos, after he worked, It says he went up to Shemayim for 40 days, 40 nights, and worked tremendously hard. And then a second set of 40 days, he did tremendous tshuva on behalf of Am Yisrael. It says when he came down after that, that was when the kiru noir upon him. That was when they couldn't look at his face. He needed a masve. It seems that Rabbeinu Zal is saying here that you bedafka need this yerida in order to have that aliyah. That a person has to bedafka feel a certain bechin of a, and could be again, that's the symbolism in nighttime. During the night, there's a bechin of a yerida. The tzaddik goes to sleep. On his madrega, that's a concept of a yerida, but it's the yerida tzorech aliyah. In order for him to be able to put on tefillin in the morning, to have that kiru noir haponim, he must have the yerida. Then they bring another example, the case that in Megillas Esther, it says, achar, because here Rabbeinu Zal said in the Torah, that you should know that whenever the tumah has an aliyah, whenever the sitra achra has an aliyah, it's always drawing from the devorim, from the diburim. In Megillas Esther, it says, achar hadvorim ho'ele, gidal hamelech achashveirosh es homon. That when did Haman have his aliyah? Achar hadvorim, when there was a pigam in dibur, and the sitrach was able to be yoinik from the dibur, the malchus, that's when Haman was able to have his aliyah. And Rabbeinu Zal said here, that how do you fix that? You fix that through this busha, that this busha, oz tovin yiras Hashem v'das el kim timtza, that through this busha, through tefillin, v'ro kol ha'amim ki shem Hashem nikro lecha v'yoru mimeka. Rabbeinu Zal said that one of the results, the word bereshis is yorei boishes, that a Jew who is zoiche to this busha, that Jew is loaded with yira for Hashem, because this is all on that side of Gevura. Gevura is Begematria Yira. And that Jew, when somebody looks at him, they get scared. That's why it says that the Goyim will see the tefillin upon you, v'yoro mimeko. And the Mefarshim point out, could be, this is why it says in Megillas Esther, v'rabim me'ame ho'oretz misyahadim, ki nofal pachad hayehudim aleim, one pasuk, ki nofal pachad mordechai aleim, it says both. What's this pachad? That's this hisgalus of this bush. The Yidden did tshuva at the time. Mordechai Tzadik put on sak voefer. And vayitzak tzo'oka gedoyla. Super tzo'oka, super. Leich knois. They fasted 3 days. That was all this tremendous isoirus of tshuva. And that's when, after that, they were zecha to such a tremendous busha before Hashem, that the busha gave off this yira, which caused all of those goyim to convert. That misyahadim ki nofal pachad, that's this oir hatfilin, and that's why it says, la'yehudim ha'isa oira v'simcha v'sason v'kor, it mentions the oira, the Gemara says zu toira, v'kor, the Gemara says is tefillin. What does tefillin have to do with Megillas Esther? The answer is, here we see the connection, that it's that, whenever you have this achar hadvorim, the sitra achra has an aliyah. Part of the tshuva process is this busha, which is synonymous with the oir hatfilin. Also, the fact that Rabbeinu Zal said that the tikkun hadibur was dependent on this roish devorcho emes. Rabbeinu Zal brings in a different place that the first letters of roish devorcho emes are Rosh Tevos Ador. That was the month in which this whole miracle of Purim took place in, because could be that's the month that's most mesugal in a sense for this Rosh, this Tikkun Hadibur. It's the 12th month which corresponds to the Malchus. There's many connections with that. And that's when Bedavka, this whole miracle took place, this whole victory, this whole Vinahapachu. Any questions? Everybody knows everything. Baruch Hashem. Burim, the right diburim.
What about what he
did? Vidui, confession. If a person says, Rabbeinu Zal says that when a person does a sin, when a chas v'shalom, a person breaks the law of lois signoiv, he causes those letters to be carved out in his bones in a format that it takes nekama against him. Those words are rearranged as a punishment against him. When a person confesses their sin, they say, Hashem, I apologize that I stole. In that apology, those words are leaving. Those words are having a tikkun. They're being reconstructed in the right way. That's one example. Or bechlal, any dibur toiv. If a person will say a kapitel tehillim, if a person will learn chumish, gemara, navi, any diburim of kedusha, that cancels out the diburim of tumah. In a ratio of 1 to 1 billion. One word of Torah can wipe out a billion words of Ra. That's what the Torah says.